I have great respect for former Vice President Al Gore. He's done an awful lot to bring attention to the very real issue of global warming, and has done more than anybody else, obviously, to raise awareness and to motivate people to take action. His book on this issue, however, as it describes the ethanol industry, is simply not up to speed with where the ethanol industry is today, and we think that his facts in many cases were wrong, his information outdated, and his conclusion was that first-generation grain-based ethanol was a mistake, and he effectively repudiated his previous support. Well, I happen to think strongly that grain ethanol is not a mistake. It's creating tremendous economic opportunities for this country. It is reducing greenhouse gas emissions. It is the only thing that we have that is reducing our dependence on imported oil today. And so I read the book with increasing levels of frustration and decided that we really did need to respond, because Al Gore is a voice that people listen to. And if with his book he is going to propagate misinformation, I think we need to correct it. His book, for example, notes that it takes about as much energy to produce ethanol as you get out of it. Well, that's simply not true. And we cited numerous studies to the contrary. And there were many other examples of places in his book where he just had the facts wrong. And I think with more complete information, with updated analyses, that he will agree that his previous support for ethanol made all the sense in the world. Well, we would certainly hope that he takes a fresh look at the information that he relied upon to write this book and this chapter on biofuels specifically, and that in future conversations and future writings on this issue, he brings things up to date, and he recognizes just how far the U.S. ethanol industry has come. This is not your grandfather's ethanol industry anymore. And Vice President Gore really needs to come up to speed on just how far the industry and how far farmers have come. Well, we certainly are looking for any and all opportunities to bring the former Vice President up to speed, whether it is coming to our conference, whether it is visiting one of the 201 ethanol plants that are in operation around the country, or just sitting down with us and having a meaningful conversation about the evolving U.S. ethanol industry. I think that the Vice President is somebody who has a passion for knowledge, that has an open mind, and I think that if we get facts in front of him, he'll change his view.